Hello and welcome to part 3 of the SoundPost Orientation System audio tutorial entitled Basic Operation. And what we cover in this particular tutorial is being able to use the unit, both the hand controller and the base station, so that you can travel across some open space. We'll do that by setting up the base station in a very simple way and putting ourselves in a safe situation whereby we can learn to use the unit quite safely and simply, and begin to understand the best techniques for using the hand controller. Finally, we'll cover some of the other features that the hand controller and base station have, and conclude this tutorial with that. So the best way forward from here to learn the basic operations is to find yourself some open space, either in a large hall or outside, maybe in your backyard or down your driveway. You won't need the full range, but just 10-15 meters away is enough for you to get a very good understanding of how to more effectively use the hand controller. Once outside, you want to place the base station on the ground. Probably best not to stick it to a wall at this stage, because that permanent tape, once it's up, it's up. So you want to just place it on the ground, the base plate, and then put the head at a horizontal angle so that the plastic front is pointing horizontal to the ground, along the ground, maybe pointing up just a little bit. Then, moving back 10 meters or so, making sure you're always safe while you're doing this, or you have someone with some eyes around just to make sure that everything's okay. Then get your hand controller, knowing roughly that the base station is in front of you. Before we turn the hand controller on, however, and get a signal, we better get an understanding of what's the best way to actually hold the hand controller. There are two ways, and first of all I'll explain the simplest way that will give you a good starting point. And a good way is to hold the unit horizontal to the ground with the front window pointing ahead of you and the wrist strap hole and knob almost at you in your chest, just below your chest, horizontal to the ground, and your thumb resting lightly on the on and off button. That gives you a nice horizontal position, nice and comfortable, and it's a very simple way to hold it. When you want to use the hand controller and you know that you're in the vicinity of a base station, what you do is you swing the base station from side to side, just using your wrist a little bit so that it covers a reasonable arc, and at about the speed, slightly slower than you would possibly swing your cane. You also want to move it up and down a little bit as well, so you're sort of forming like a wavy motion going from left to right, up and down. You do that and take that approach until you get a signal from a base station. Once you have the signal from a base station, you stop, keep it pointing towards it, either getting your beep or vibrate, whichever you prefer. Swing your shoulders so that they are now square and the base station is pointing straight ahead. And your feet as well are now pointing in the same direction as the base station, as the hand controller. Now swing just your shoulders, keeping your hand, locking your hand so that the base station moves with your shoulders to the left until the beeping or vibrate stops. That's one edge of the beam from the base station. Then we swing across to the right. We'll start beeping again, of course, as we go through the beam, and we go right across the beam, moving to the right, just moving our shoulders, keeping our feet still until the beeping or vibrate stops. Now the point halfway between those two edges is directly towards the base station. So you work out roughly where the halfway mark is, move your shoulders back to that position, and start walking. As you move towards the base station, you may need to raise or lower the head. Now as you do this, the base station is on the ground, and as you get closer, you will need to slowly lower the head so that you maintain your signal. When you become very experienced, you may not even need to do this at all. You may simply place the base station hand controller back into your pocket and off you go, because you'll know that you're pointing straight at it. However, whilst you learn, keep that signal going and raise and lower just to make sure that you're still maintaining that distance. If the unit has already been placed up, say for example quite high on a pole, what will happen is you'll need to keep raising and raising the head of the hand controller until the beeping stops. What might be happening at this point is that you're actually starting to move underneath the beam. The simple way of checking that, raise your hand up above your head And if you start getting the beep, you're obviously very, very close now to the base station, in fact, to your destination, and you're probably only 1 or 2 meters away at the most. So let's review that again. Swinging your hand controller from side to side in a slow motion, moving up and down as well as from side to side until you get a signal. Face your shoulders and the hand controller towards the base station. Then swing, holding the hand controller straight, pointing straight in front of you, swing your shoulders to the left till it stops, then back across to the right until it stops. Find the halfway point between the two and start walking. Your feet will automatically follow your shoulders. There is another technique that you can use when you become more experienced, and that's simply to hold the hand controller in your non-cane hand, and I'll explain this from the point of view of a right-handed person again, sorry about you lefties. Simply hold your hand down by your side as you walk, and the hand controller sits vertically in your hand, and you can use the same technique. This technique you can use later on once you become a lot more experienced and more comfortable in using the hand controller. Once you have a beep or vibrate, you can of course press the little button to listen to what the code might be in that particular base station. In the first instance, if you've just taken this out of the box, the code will be set to sound post, which is the default. If it's a noisy environment, you may press the button and not really hear it, and even lifting it to your ear, it may not sound that loudly. All you have to do is lift it and make sure you put the back of the unit relatively close to your ear. Don't do this to start with because you don't want to blow your ear out. But it gets nice if you hold the other side of the hand controller close to your ear and then press the little button, you will then be able to hear it very clearly, even in very noisy environments. Remember, you don't need to maintain a signal in order to find out what the code of the last base station was. Your hand controller remembers what the code was for up to 5 seconds from the time it loses. So now probably the best thing is for you to go and try this yourself in a nice, safe, relatively open environment. Best not to do it inside, you'll get bouncing of signals off walls and small environments if you're not set up correctly and having the base station pointing down towards the ground properly. So that's why we recommend this in a nice wide open space that's safe for you to practice walking straight towards your base station. In conclusion, there are a couple of features about the hand controller and base station that you need to be made aware of. Both the hand controller and base station have some smart technology in them which allows them to know when the batteries are going flat. And this information is given to you, the hand controller user, as well as to visual people who may be interacting with the base stations. When a base station itself is going flat, you will get between 1 and 2 weeks of notification of this. That notification will be done by a blinking red LED inside the base station window that a visual person can see and therefore know that a base station is starting to run out of juice. As well as that, when you receive a message and listen to the code from a particular base station, an extra piece of information is sent to your hand controller, and your hand controller will then tell you that the base station battery is low. Your hand controller has similar information in it and technology, so that when your batteries in your hand controller are getting low, every minute or so your hand controller will tell you this, and you should have a reasonable amount of time between then and the time when the batteries will go completely flat, so you should be able to complete your journey. The final comment that we want to cover in this particular audio tutorial is the battery change of the base stations themselves. The batteries will last a very long time when not being used, up to a year. However, we do recommend that, just like your smoke alarm, you change the batteries more regularly, and suggest every 6 months if you are using your base stations 2 or 3 times a day. Even if you are using it less, we still recommend that change, and maybe put it in as part of your own personal regimen when you change your smoke alarm batteries, whenever the clocks may change for summer and winter, for example, on a 6-monthly cycle. This will always ensure that your base station's batteries are in good condition, and you will always be able to find your base station when needed. That concludes the basic operation tutorial, and we will now move on in the series to the more advanced features of installing and programming your base stations. Please spend some time practicing and getting comfortable with it before choosing where you're going to put up your SoundPost base station, as being a comfortable user of the hand controller really makes the base station a lot easier to find